One of the key pieces of legislation the Senate is expected to take up this session is fast-track negotiating authority. If passed, the bill would give President Bush the ability to make foreign trade deals without congressional tinkering. Fast Track passed the House in December by one vote. The tiebreaker was Representative Robin Hayes, a North Carolina Republican from the heart of textile country. Lita Hartman reports.
The Employment Security Office in Concord, North Carolina, Robin Hayes' hometown, is a busy place this winter morning. The unemployment rate in Cabarrus County, 5.1%, has doubled in the last year, mostly because of layoffs from textile plants. Edna Connor is one of the statistics. Last month, she got laid off from Pillowtex, a company that used to be owned by Hayes' grandfather, textile magnate Charles Cannon.
Cannon, Pillowtex, Fieldcrest, you know, they buy and sell them, but I've been there through the whole process.
Have you ever done anything else?
No, nothing else. Always been in the mill.
At 54, with just a high school diploma, Connor isn't hopeful about finding another good job. She says government policymakers aren't looking out for people like her.
I think they really need to be more conscious of the textile situation. I don't think they realize how desperate textiles are getting these days because there's so many jobs that are being sent to other countries where people will do it, you know, for hardly nothing.
Congressman Hayes, though, does know all this. He's a mill owner himself, and in his 56 years, textiles have declined from a major stable U.S. industry to one some say is now in its death throes. And that's why Hayes' vote last month in favor of Fast Track surprised many people in North Carolina's 8th District, a largely rural, conservative place where textiles have dominated for decades. Several other Republican congressmen from similar districts in the Carolinas also ended up voting for Fast Track, but Hayes was the last holdout. Eric Heberlig, a political scientist at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte, says the pressure on him must have been intense.
I think it was awful. I think he would have much rather taken the safer course of voting against Fast Track because of the nature of his district, the fact that people are going to continue to lose their jobs in this industry. He doesn't want to be blamed for having any part of that.
In a press release last month, Hayes called his vote, quote, probably the toughest decision I have ever made since coming to Congress. But 6 weeks later, instead of seeming contrite, Hayes is touting the vote as a victory. That's because he was a key player in last-minute negotiations that included concessions from the Bush administration in favor of the textile industry.
I wasn't threatened. I wasn't promised anything. It was a purely right, clean, clear-cut business negotiation. Things fell into place. All the things are in place. Speaker comes and says, you got what you needed. President's behind you. I hadn't voted. So all I had to do is put my card in and vote yes.
The concessions include a requirement that textile products made in the Caribbean and sub-Saharan Africa will be dyed and finished in the U.S. The bill also beefs up customs enforcement to make sure that foreign goods aren't being smuggled into the country. Hayes says he trusts President Bush to keep these promises because he got a personal pledge in the Oval Office.
After the vote, it was confirmed to me very, very strongly when he looked me in the eye. His first words were, you did the right thing. I will keep my word. That's the icing on the cake.
Back home during the congressional recess, Hayes has spent time explaining all this to his constituents. One place he visited was Tuscarora Yarns in Mount Pleasant, the same town where his own mill, Mount Pleasant Hosiery, is located. Martin Foyle, Tuscarora's chairman, has known Hayes all his life.
I was shocked when I found out how he voted. I was flabbergasted because the day before I was told he wasn't going to do that. I said, don't worry, he's going to vote no.
Foyle invited Hayes to speak with his staff about the vote. One especially tough critic was Bill Flannery, Tuscarora's vice president for human resources. Flannery says for years, presidential administrations have paid lip service to protecting domestic industries like textiles, only to sacrifice them to their foreign policy concerns.
You know, it's like being a jilted lover. You can be promised things many, many times, and after a while, you soon get the message. You know, ain't nobody gonna marry me.
Still, after hearing Hayes describe the president's commitment and hearing him pledge to oppose any fast-track agreement that would hurt textiles, Flannery was won over. And so, says Martin Foyle, was everyone else.
I didn't have a single Robin Hayes supporter in this office until he came and talked. And now everybody believes his position.
But not everyone in the district. Doris Tichy is at the Cabarrus County Unemployment Office. Her family had a six-figure income before she and her husband were laid off from a local textile plant.
Local elections, the president, I'm watching everybody on how they stand on these things because I don't really see the economy getting much better in our area for a long time. And I will remember it come election times, believe me.
For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman in Concord, North Carolina.